Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. Get behind the wheel of your new Opel at the Opel Open Road event now on at your Opel dealer.
Now, wedding reception numbers were expected to increase from 50 to 100 next month, but in a blow to hopeful couples, yesterday Tánaiste Síolaí of Radcar said that people getting married in August should operate on the basis that 50 people will be permitted at wedding receptions. And I'm joined on the line now by Irish bride-to-be based in London, Kate Gallagher. Good morning, Kate.
Hi, Claire. How are you?
I'm good. We've spoken before on the programme.
We have.
Because you have had to postpone your wedding three times up to now. So this was the fourth attempt at doing this.
Yes, this is our fourth date now. So as you can imagine, we're coming to the end of our tether here.
And you had, I mean, clearly, as you would expect, invited 100 people, had you, to your reception in August?
Yeah, so When the numbers dropped, we kind of came to the conclusion that we were going to go with 25, and we were happy with that decision. And then it went up to 50, and we invited 50. We were happy with that. And then on the basis that we were told it was going to go up to 100, we invited 100 people, a lot of those coming from London. So people have booked flights, ferries, accommodation. And now for Leo Varadkar to say, we might have 100, but it might be 50. At this point, it's just not good enough. I mean, we're 2 weeks out now.
Well, he said, didn't he, that you should operate on the basis that it will be 50.
Yeah, but I mean, the formal announcement still hasn't been made. So I don't know whether to make those phone calls to 50 of my guests to say, I'm really sorry, but it's going to be 50 now. Or if in a week's time, he's going to turn around and say, oh, it actually is 100. So do I wait for the formal announcement or do I just make those phone calls now?
So I'm just reading what he said. The limit, according to the Tánaiste, might change to 100, but he doesn't anticipate many restrictions being lifted in the coming weeks. And he advised the couple should operate on the basis that wedding receptions will continue to be limited to 50 people. So you're saying that you just don't know whether to start uninviting people.
Yeah, I mean, that's a huge ask to put on couples to go on. I mean, what he said, there's no definite there. So, I mean, if we do go down to 50 and then find out in a week's time that it's actually 100 and people have cancelled flights and accommodation, I mean, it's horrendous.
Mm-hmm. Are you out of pocket already?
I can't even tell you. I mean, every time we've had to change date, we've lost suppliers, we've had to pay deposits, repay deposits, and with the hotel as well. Because obviously, they work on minimum numbers. So at the minute, we're going on 100. We signed a contract at 100. But if it goes down below 50, our price per head, it over doubles on the price per head. And obviously, it's not our fault. We want to have as many people as possible there. But the hotel have said that that's their standpoint.
So if your numbers change from 100 to 50... do you think you'll still have to pay what you would be paying for 100?
Yes. Yeah.
Ah, gosh. Okay. That's very tricky, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a horrible situation to be in. I mean, every day I'm waking up with just this knot in my stomach because I just don't know. I mean, I'm constantly on the phone to my mum and dad, my sister, trying to, I mean, I'm going to them saying, what should I do? And I feel terrible for them because they don't know what to tell me, but I'm looking for anyone to give me any sort of validation that this is what it's going to be. But, I mean, we're not getting anything.
And in terms of what will happen at the wedding, when it eventually does happen with 50 or 100 guests, you won't have live music. That's not going to happen.
No, so they've said no live entertainment at all. So our hotel are being very strict on that, and they're going by, I mean, I don't think it's, like, that's a government guideline. I think that's the Irish Hotel Federation. That's their guidance. And our hotel are sticking to that. So, no live entertainment. We have to finish by 11:30. I mean, all these things that are being put in place, we're sticking to everything. We're going by the rules. But, I mean, they're just making it very difficult. There's all the good has been taken out of the wedding now. It's not a nice experience at all for brides and grooms who this is supposed to be the most amazing day of their life. It's just not anymore.
And what's your timeline, Kate? How far out are you from your wedding?
So my wedding's on the 7th of August.
Ooh.
So, 2 weeks.
You've 2 weeks.
yeah, we're really cutting it fine. And at this point, it's so unfair. Even brides and grooms who have their wedding on the 5th and 6th, I mean, that's when they said that those numbers would change to 100. I mean, we're as close as it gets. We really need some guidance now. We don't need if, ands, and buts. We need definite is what it's going to be. We need the government to step in here.
Mm. So you just want clarity today?
Absolutely. It's just so unfair.
You see, from Monday as well, when we have indoor dining, as we expect we will, you could have 100 people eating indoors in a restaurant, not gathering together for an event. But I suppose, you know, you might say there's an anomaly there from your point of view.
Absolutely. So we could turn around and tell all our guests to book a table in a restaurant nearby, and we would all be able to be there. And like that as well, there could be 200 plus people on a plane sitting together for 4 or 5 hours. It just makes no sense. Why in some situations is that okay, but at a wedding when it's close family and friends, why are we not allowed to have that? I mean, if we're not going to be having music, people aren't going to be dancing, we're finishing at 11:30, so we're sticking to all those guidelines. Okay. It's very annoying that they even said the 100. They shouldn't have even mentioned that if that was not going to be a possibility or it was even in question.
Okay, and clearly this is very stressful for you.
Yeah, hugely.
You know, given that this is the fourth attempt to do this, Kate.
Yeah, and at this point, obviously, I mean, people have said it time and time again, but at this point last year, no vaccine, and 50 guests were allowed at weddings, and music was allowed. So it feels like the majority of people are vaccinated now, or the majority of adults, I should say. It feels like we've taken a step back, even though we're all jumping through all the hoops that are being put out for us.
Look, we wish you well, whatever happens in 2 weeks' time. Kate, thank you so much for talking to us, and I hope that you get the clarity that you've called for today. We had another email on this. We're a family that has done everything possible to help with beating COVID. My daughter planned her wedding, cutting it from 180 to 100 for September. The government was very flippant, warning that those planning weddings should aim for 50 people. It puts us in a terrible situation. Do we cancel again or wait to see if there is 100 allowed? How can you allow complete strangers from all over the world into a hotel or a restaurant when we're in this situation? Weddings should be given more respect. Restaurants and bars are being given special treatment. So the call to government today is for clarity on weddings, particularly for those people who have weddings coming up in 8 days' time, because they were, let's face it, told that it would be likely that the rule would be 100 guests in August. 51551.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.